Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I hope that you're having a great day out there and that you things are going well for you. It's been a while since I've done an open line show, and I don't know that anybody's going to call, so I am going to keep the lines open for a little while. If you'd like to call in and be part of the show, anything goes. The number to call is area code 267-521-0167, area code 267-521-0167. And if you need a toll-free line, it's area code 855-346-3351. So I wanted to just touch base and give some updates. When I set this show up earlier, I was fuming after a really disturbing day of dealing with privilege, and so I wanted to open up and let people know if they wanted to speak out about anything, that this could be an opportunity to do that. I also wanted to inform people about some upcoming shows in the near future. On December 3rd, I'm going to be having a special conversation with Craig Lewis from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and I'm kind of excited and interested about this. Craig Lewis is an anti-authoritarian, and he writes that he struggles with often unyielding power that is at times used forcefully to subjugate people who are unwilling to maintain the status quo. And so I'm feeling like this is going to be a really interesting conversation. He says that his experience working in mental health recovery community as a certified peer specialist, he has found himself often feeling crushed under the boot of power, status, and class. He writes that he believes the best way to get to the life he wants is dependent on battling through the barriers that are in his way, despite the oppressive nature of power, status, and class. Craig openly identifies as a marginalized person, yet he is fearless in fighting for the better life he wants and helping others live happier, healthier, and more satisfying lives. So he has a workbook. He's into punk rock, the power of self-directed, radical, human-powered transformation, he writes. And he loves talking about his cats, Max the Cat Lewis, and his official Max Cat of Recovery. So his workbook, his published work, is called Better Days, a Mental Health Recovery Workbook, and he based this on his personal life and recovery, and so that should be really interesting. He's also edited and published You Are Crazy, Volume 1, which compiles first-hand accounts of people from the punk rock scene who live with mental health struggles, addiction, and trauma, and a second volume of You Are Crazy is currently in the works. So his websites are betterdaysrecovery.com and punksinrecovery.com. And that's going to be December 3rd from 8 to 10 p.m. That's Craig Lewis. There is an event page up on Facebook if you'd like to join that and get into that. And then on December 17th, Dr. John Breeding is going to be joining me for a conversation from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. John is a psychologist, counselor, educator, and activist, and he's got a new book out called Practicing Thomas Saz, Continuing the Work of the Philosopher of Liberty, and that will be the subject of our conversation, his new book, and how one practices Thomas Saz. I'm fascinated by this, and I can't wait. John actually sent me a copy of the book, which I'm in the process of reading, and it's really, really quite amazing. So from the back cover of the book, it says, Thomas Szasz died at 92 on September 8th, 2012. With his death, many of us, not enough, are left with deep concern about his legacy and the continuing influence of his ideas. Here, following a biographical sketch, I discuss some of the myriad ways his ideas have directly or indirectly influenced my ongoing work as a psychologist. I hope that my experience will have a small positive effect in keeping alive and in play the profoundly important ideas of this great man. John Breeding writes on the back cover of Practicing Szasz, his new book, Practicing Thomas Szasz. So John Breeding, PhD, is a psychologist, counselor, educator, and activist, providing services and resources for individuals, couples, families, and groups on personal growth, human transformation, parenting, working with young people, and liberation from psychiatric oppression. And you can link to his website and his books at www.wildestcolts.com/books.html. That's wildest, W-I-L-D-E-S-T, Colts, colts.com/books.html. So that promises to be a really great night also. So again, the lines are open. Area code 267-521-0167. You know, part of what I'm trying to get my head around is how, despite everything we know about power and authority and control, why these things are still getting played out the same way they've consistently gotten played out, and where the line is going to be drawn in terms of that. Also, on Sunday nights, Yvonne Smith has started a show late night with a hero, and she's had on as guests Nancy Jensen and Leia Harris on two different nights. You can listen to the archives of that, just like any of the Talk with Tenny shows, at the Blog Talk Radio page. And she will have some upcoming shows in the near future on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. And so I'm real excited that Yvonne is taking on that and putting out another show for people to be able to listen to and participate in. So that's really exciting. So again, if you'd like to call in and talk, the number to call is area code 267-521-0167. Area code 267-521-0167. I know also I'm hoping that in the near future, Larry Drain is going to come on and talk. I've got to call him and set something up. His writing is really, really, really important for us to be paying attention to. And he's gotten some real good attention recently in the larger internet sphere with an article around that. And my computer is blanking, but his website is hopeworkscommunity.wordpress.com, hopeworkscommunity.wordpress.com. So, yeah, it's November 25th, and I just wanted to open up lines for a little while, see if anybody was interested in talking, if there was anything people wanted to really just throw out there. And it's been a while since I've done any of this, so I'm just trying to get my computer to stop jamming. If I could just get my computer to stop jamming, I'd be better. Okay, so that's where we're at.